So, yesterday we finished up to the Mishnah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and the last thing that we completed was that Afal Pisha Amru Shoel Adam Tzrachav B'Shomea Tefillah Aval Im Balo Marachar Tefillah Tavafilu Kisero Yom HaKippurim Omer. Now, I didn't have a chance yesterday, we finished rather late, but the mashma'ut of this, as Tosis points out, is that one should not say Kisero Yom HaKippurim B'Emtza Tefillah Tov. In other words, we're saying, even though you can ask a tzrachim, briefly, in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, during the Shomea Tefillah, Once you complete your tefillah, there's no problem of even saying a very long tefillah. Now, Tosfos is bothered by this because the minhag is, in fact, to say in the middle, he had a minhag, and we know that there's various minhagim ad hayom in this, to say all types of slichot in the middle of the tefillah in slachlam. And he says maybe there's a difference between and a yachid. Tzibur might be different. So it's like it says, lo yishal adam means adam prati. But there is such a thing as a tzibur, perhaps. Now, there's many ways of approaching the sugya, and the results are very different minhagim in different places. There are some who actually will say what they call the krovet. They have krovet, they have slichot, they have the various yotzrot. Now, the difference is the yotzrot are actually said during the Birkot Kriya Shema, which also normally you're not allowed to make a half second. Some tzibur, certain tziburs, will have, take a look in your mazor 20 times as long as it should be, because it's full of all types of interruptions in the middle of the brachot. Again, theoretically, you're not allowed to have an interruption in the middle of a bracha unless we say that when Tosfos is saying that the tzibur, it's a difference. It means that the tzibur has a right, essentially, to define its approach, because the tzibur is the koveya of the derech hatfila. That is a different way of understanding the difference. So one is that the tzibur munat makhbet. The other is that the tzibur, the shliach tzibur, in his chazaras hashatz, can add things that a yachid wouldn't add. But certainly, the yachidim don't add anything in the middle of their tefillot, so that wouldn't allow for any type of hafsakah of the individual. Now, there are others who, because of this, don't accept the minhag at all, because of this gemara. So let's say the minhag of the Talmidei HaGra, the minhag of the yeshivot that follow the Gra. They don't say any of that stuff. There's some that have special dispensation on Yom HaKippurim and some on Purim. Interestingly, there's different minhagim, and that again, that's because of the yichud. Because anyway, Chazal included in the shliach tzibur's tefillah the vidui, and over there we don't make that distinction. So because of that, apparently it was kavua to include things that normally wouldn't be. In other words, we have all of our musaf, the various slichot that we say in the middle of the musaf before we ended the actual amidah itself. Okay, but it's all based on how to read these words in the Gemara, and the results are hundreds of different minhagim with slight distinctions between whether it's in Birchos Kriya Shema, the difference between Shalosh Rishonot and Shalosh Achronot. The reason, by the way, some give for the interruptions on Purim is because if anyway we were metakein al hamisim, which is in the middle of the Shalosh Achronot, so that means that we're not being makbid on the Shalosh Rishonot and Shalosh Achronot. That would allow us to include even special tefillot in the middle of the opening brachot, which some say so Purim must be different. Okay, I'm just giving an example of the various distinctions that are made, but the actual implications out there in the marketplace, so to speak, of the Batei Knesiot and the different Edot and Klal Yisrael is based on just this line, the difference between saying Acher Tefillah to Afilu Kiseder Yom HaKippurim, and even that interesting connection to Kiseder Yom HaKippurim is part of the analysis. Is with Kiseder Yom HaKippurim, there's an element that we do the Tzibur. So, okay, now let us begin. Sabbat Drash is here, and my time wasting is over. So, now we talked about the holidays that are mechayev a 3-day, according to the Yishmol, even a 3-day after Har Chokah from Ovdei Kochavim. But what type of holidays are we referring to? We already made a reference in passing in the Gemara, but here is the Mishnah. Holidays, and this of course were the holidays of the Romans at the time, would be, for instance, the calendar holiday, or the Saturnalia holiday. Here, by the way, the Mefarshim bring that the Mishnah goes out of its way not to say the words correctly. So in other words, if it should have said Saturnalia, it would have been a reference to Saturn. So instead it changes Saturnalia to Star Nora, that awful planet, right? Or Sefer Nora, the side of evil, you know, the dark side. But because we often find that a little word, a little letter here and there is changed, just that you shouldn't be master the shame of the Inyanim of Avodas Kochavim. Of course, they turned that holiday into the worship of Saturn, and we'll see it's actually connected even to the Hebrew name, as we have Shabtai, which is also Lahashbit, to stop things, and it's actually at the time that the day is shortest. It was a reference to, indeed, to Saturn, or that's the Kochav that was viewed in charge of such things. But in any event, we change it a little bit here to be Saturnura. And in the Gemara, there's actual reference to Saturnalia, where the Gemara is not being so mocked, but in the Lashon. The Kartisim, or some have the Kartisim. The Yom Genusia, by the way, the Gemara will go into what each one of these are, so I'm not going to spend time on it here. The Yom Genusia Shamalchehem, the day of the ascension of the new emperor Caesar. The Yom HaLeida, the birthday, and the Yom HaMita of the previous, if it's a parent, as long as the child is in charge. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, it depends on how the Yom HaMita is actually kept. If it's a mita sheyesh ba sreifa, then yesh ba avodat kochavim. If on the death of the reigning sovereign, they also burn all the things of the sovereign, that burning ceremony is accompanied with avodas kochavim. But if ein ba sreifa, ein ba avodat kochavim, it's just a secular, basically, funeral. Aval yom tiglacha, now these are holidays, but there are other things that may be celebrated, but they do not have a halach of shloshi yamim b'nei Eidehem. And that would be the Yom Tiglachat Viknou Gluriyato. They used to make a holiday when they would, like, Lahavdil Upsharanish, you know. So our blurit is the peyot, their blurit was the Hare Krishna piece, you know, going in the back. And when that would, like once a year, they would trim this and make a big deal of it, and so make a little holiday. But it would be obviously a personal holiday. Yom Shalom B'minei Yavru. Somebody had a miracle happen to him and made that day in his life a day of holiday and celebration of the miracle. Or Yom Shiatzami Beit HaSurim, a guy who got out of jail. Because they are issues of it, and they are days of hoda'ah to the avodah zarah, right? But we want to inform you that nonetheless there's no issur that extends outside of the day itself, even when you're dealing with the individual. The Gemara will be medayik why it has to say oto ha'ish. Yes, if I could just finish the Mishnah, I'll get to that. Or a veka ravim shesam mishtelev. No, somebody makes a celebration maybe for his child's marriage or something like that, and will often bring offerings to the gods and so on. So then, eno asur lo to ayom ve'lo to ish bilvat. There, the only issur would be the day itself, even in terms of that individual, and certainly only that individual. And the Gemara will say, well, obviously, what else would we think? Omer of Chanan Bar Rava, calendar. Now, the calendar holiday is actually kept shmoni yomim achar atkufa. That's 8 days after the solstice is that holiday, and the Saturnalia was 8 days before the solstice. The Simanecha Ochor Vekedem Tartani, as we saw before, the siman to remember is that the later holiday is mentioned first in the Mishnah. Now, Tana Rabbanan, how did all of this come about? It actually has very primal roots. When Adam HaRishon first saw that the days were getting shorter and shorter, Amar Oili, Shema Bishvil Shesarachti, Olam Chashuch Ba'adi, Bechozer L'Tohu Vavohu. He said to himself, perhaps this idea of the sun shining less and less every day and more darkness is what I was cursed by. Vezuhi Mitah Sheniknesal, I'm in Hashemayim. This is the beginning of that process of death, and the world is mortal, and this is a sign of its mortality. And Amar v'yashav shmona yamim b'tanit b'tefillah, and so he cried in tainis and tefillah for 8 days. Kivan sh'at kufat tevet, when he saw the solstice, and then the day started getting longer again, v'raya yom sh'marich v'holeis, he understood that this is minago shel olam hu. It's meant to be a cycle. It's not meant to be an end. So halach v'asa shmona yamim tovim. He then celebrated the natural cycle with an 8 day holiday later. And so the next year he made both of them Yamim Tovim. But which is interesting because it means that the original Yom Tov was the later one, not the first one, because the first one was a Tanit. The second one was a Yom Tov. So he has the Ochor V'Kenan Tani, you see. He, of course, initially, he made these holidays L'Shem Shamayim, as Avodat Kochavim gained ascendancy. So these ancient minhagim became pagan holidays and were used L'Shem Avodat Kochavim. So now wait a minute. What does that mean? I mean, it depends when Adam was created, doesn't it? I mean, if you hold, according to the Mani Amar, who says that B'tishrei Nivra Olam, so, okay, then that makes sense. So in other words, he, from the day of his creation, noted that the days were getting shorter and shorter. And he never saw the switch. So Yumei Arif Yakati Lochaza, he had never seen the longer days. But according to Mandi Omar, who says that Benisan Nivra Olam, so he already noted the cycle. Because he was around during the previous spring. So Hokozula Yomi Zuti Yomi Arif, and he saw that days got longer, didn't he? Because it was summertime, it was getting to be summer after he was created. True, but Avizuti Kulayani Bokoza, he never saw this. I mean, there was almost no daylight already. So there he was really getting confused. And the Mishnah says, well, Ein Meshivin Ala Hagadot, you know, but I mean, Adam HaRishon with this, I mean, didn't understand that it was a natural cycle. It was a little bit ridiculous. It was all right, whatever the Ramazim are over here. So the Rabbanan Yom Shiniv Rabo Adam HaRishon Kivan Sheshaka Alav Chama. Forget about the months. How about the day that Adam HaRishon was created and the sun starts to set? Omar Oili Shebishvil Shesarachi Olam Chashur Ba'adi V'yachzor Olam Tohu Vavo. The Zoe Mitash Niknasalaim and Ashamayim. So perhaps this indeed is that death that the sun is setting. And Haya Yoshev Bita'ani to Boche Kol Halaila. The Chava Bocha Kenegdo. So the two of them sat crying all night. Ivan Shalah Mudat Shachar. Amar Min Hagoshel Olam. When it became daylight again, he recognized this too as a cycle. Amad V'kriv Shor Shekarnav Kodmim L'Parsotav. And so he brought as a korban for himself a shor whose horns came before its feet, so to speak. In other words, it knew how to run before it learned how to walk. Because Maisa Bereishis, after all, is created whole. So, I mean, normally, you know, when you get a shor, it takes time for a shor to grow. And this shor started off with its kranot. This is what I'm trying to say, yeah. I mean, it could be that, you know, maybe he brought it already afterwards. Does he still have the or? He still have the or agonus? He still was using the Or HaGanuz during the time he was in Gan Eden. Right. Shinemar Batetev La Hashem Mishor Par Makrin Mafris. It says, read it, Makrin, as we'll see. No. What do you mean? The Torah talks about many korbanos before Noah. That was the whole machlokus of Kain Vehevel had to do with korbanos. It was sown, whether it was fishkin. Yeah. Yom Rav Yudam Shmuel, Shor Sheikriv, another deal from this pasuk, is that a Shor Sheikriv Adam HaRishon, Keren Achat Haitalo B'mitzcho. There was the original carbon that Adam brought was a unicorn. Shinemar Vatetev La Hashem Mishor Par, Makrin Mafrit, instead of Makrin. But it says Makrin, doesn't it? That's two. Makrin is Tarte Mashmah. He's being medayik from the fact that the yud is left out, and it's written makrein, so it's like a mi karen, a single horn is what's written. And that means at that point is where that shore came from a world in which there was no dualism, but there was no indication that there are two sides to go to. And that's the general myth of the unicorn, in which we view that as a symbol of innocence and purity, straightforwardness, right? So that idea is that's why, you know, in Harry Potter, it's like the source of life. Keep your blood of a unicorn, right? It'll keep you alive. It's pure innocence. Okay, so that's the concept of a makrein is pre-chait animal. It doesn't have two sides to it. And that, this, of course, was the death and the end of that tkufa, and he was makriv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, by the way, I mean, as far as that previous question is concerned, I would suggest that it's not as devastating as Ritva finds it, because the fact that Adam should have discovered his own understanding of the Bria from experience is almost a given, even though we're saying that Adam is created whole, but the process that leads to that creation includes his interrelationship with the Bria. And obviously those days during Gan Eden is part of the creation, because the Shivas Yomim is part of the creation story. Which means that anything that he sees in the context of creation story, at least that concept of that day, certainly makes sense. I mean, obviously this is how I discover, you know, just like, I mean, where did DNA come from? Also has to be discovered, so to speak. So too did his das be discovered. It's not such a, not such an overwhelming question. Then, ex post facto, it becomes built into the nature of Adam retroactively, because it's the process of Bria. So to say that Adam HaRishon knew everything, how could he not have already knew everything? Yeah, he knew everything. Then he knew everything. You know. In other words, you're right. Adam HaRishon, as we identify Adam HaRishon, never didn't know everything. But, you know, that's like saying Adam HaRishon, as we knew Adam HaRishon, never was born. I mean, you know. It's the same idea. But obviously, the process that leads to him is the same natural process that leads to everything else. It's just that now the entry into our world of history is now ex post facto. So we view him in this fashion. I don't know whether you have to come on to Ein Meshivin ala Agadot. Yeah. Now, the question is this. Boy, Rabbi Masna, if you have, let's say, Rome, that is keeping this calendar holiday, and then you have these various city-states around the area, Kol HaYarot HaSmuchot La, they have nothing to do with the Roman beliefs and so on, but they are, of course, Mishtadot La. I mean, they don't have much choice but to go along with the overall Roman culture. So what's the din about dealing with people in those cities? Otam Ayarot, Asurot, Umutorot. Says Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Kalendar Asura Lakol. When we list in the Mishnah, these, we mean Elu Ideihan that are universal, and you can't start defining the level of a particular group's beliefs about it. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ein Asura Ella of Deha Bilvat. Even though the Mishnah lists it, if someone doesn't subscribe to that belief system, of course it's not us, sir. We don't create gezeiros that are going to be long-lasting gezeiros on cultural things that are here today, gone tomorrow, and then, you know, so 200 years from now or 1,000 years from now, no one will know we're going to define that at the time of this, or wherever people keep it, they keep it. Christmas, New Year, and Sound, and yeah. One is Christmas and one is New Year. Tani Gabbasi Rav Yochanan, Apopi Sha'omru Rumi Asta Kalanda. Even though we say Rome that keeps calendar, are nonetheless Mishtabdotla, but Yatzma, the whole power of the Yisr, in a sort of the Adovad, is nonetheless only us, the people who believe in it and who worship it. Saturnalia, and here we have actually the correct here says, as it appears in the, in other words, the Mishnah was Makbet to change it in order not to be Maske, the name Saturn, but it still is Saturnalia. Kartasim, Yom Ginus Yeshom Machayem, Yom Shum Lachbo Melech Lefanav Asur Acharav Mutar. These are holidays that still do have the Yisr before. And the personal holidays, this is all part of that price. The personal holidays, the Olik Yochavim, Shasa Mishnah Levino, and so that's Eno Asur Lotto Yom. Ish. As Rav Ashi, you know, it's all very nice to bring a right from the Brisa to Rav Yochanan. If you take a look in the Mishnah, it's obvious that Rav Yochanan is right. Because, look at the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say that if a guy does a haircut on his Hare Krishna, whatever you call that thing, that blue reed, that it's only Osir, Elo Toayom Boavad, Otoa Ish. And I understand the meaning of Otoayom. That's a chiddush. Otoayom. That's to tell me that even though he may be very religious about today, there's no Isser before or after What do you mean, oh, Torah each? What, I think the whole world becomes us because some creep gets a haircut? I mean, obviously it's only going to be the guy himself, isn't it? Lafuke mai. The only possible meaning would be to say that it's lafuke mean misha bedav. Then there's, you might think that the idea of a shibud to someone, so he's got people that work for him and so on, they're going to have to show, you know, happy birthday, Joe, and, well, this is a, oh, happy haircut day, this is great, and, you know, but actually they're sitting there, oh, this guy's a creep, you know. So the Chiddush Gufa is that the Hanhaga, people that are Meshubad, is not viewed as a real meaningful Hanhaga. You don't have to be Misrafic. That's why things are so Aish. But by the same token, even though obviously the national holidays are more Chomor, but the idea is still the same when it comes to the concept of Shi'ibud. We don't extend it into people who aren't taking it seriously, and it's just part of a cultural thing for them or a social thing for them. So therefore, we could see from our Mishnah that cultural extensions or duties, social duties, are not viewed as things that we have to be misrafik from in the context of relationship to Avdikachon. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yisrael Shebechutzal Haaretz, Ovdei Avodat Kochavim B'Tarahe. You know, Jews who live in Chutzal Haaretz are essentially worshipping of Avodah Zarah, but it's the Torah. They don't realize, they don't have any Kavanah Chas V'Shalom. But I'll give you an example. Kevzah. I mean, a guy invites you to the party that he's making for his son, you know. And, you know, it's taking place in the church on the corner of, you know, and then he goes and he invites all of the Jews, you know, so he's, Zimin Kol HaYudim Shebi'iro. Now, of course, these guys are not going to eat the food. They're going to bring in their own food, you know. They'll have a special kosher caterer, and they'll have special people. The wine will be boiled, and they'll have their people know how to deal with it. But the bottom line is, Afa Pisho Chlim Mishalahem, Vishotim Mishalahem, Vishamash Shalahem, or maybe they have. They got their own caterer and their own waiters. Nonetheless, Ma'alei Aleihem HaKatuv Kilo Achlu Mizivchei Metim. The Torah looks at it as if they were eating from those carbonis that he brought to the Avodah Zarah. Where do we see that? Shinema Vikaralaka, he'll invite you. Vyachalta Mizivcho. So maybe that means only Vyachalta Mizivcho. How do you bring it? Bring a rye for the Pasuk? I mean, on the contrary, I'm not eating Mizivcho. No, I'm a Rava. In Kane, name a Krava, Chalta Mizivcho. What do you mean Vikaralaka? What, the invitation is important? So you see that the invitation is important to the Torah. So you're responding to his invitation. Then I'm telling you, Mishat Kriya. And you say, RSVP, oh, of course, wouldn't miss it for the world. Yeah. You know, then you're going. Richie, you know about those. Oh, God. Some horrible ones from Richie. Anyway, so it's Mishat Kriya. It's from the time of the invitation. You respond to the invitation. So therefore, you see from here that it's Hilkach. Halakha Lamaisa, you're going to have to avoid these kind of things. That, by the way, there are those who are Mazayika, Halakha Lamaisa, that if the RSVP itself includes a bowing out from the Achata Mizivcho, then it's not Osir. Because the Torah is still including the two together. So it's saying, okay, if you RSVP, so it's Ki'ilu Achata Mizivcho. But Lamaisa is also telling you that there's a Chibur between the response and the Achata Mizivcho, right? So therefore, some are Mechadesh, some of the Poskim are Mechadesh, that if you write, I will be attending, but will be bringing my own staff, or I'm bringing my own food, or something like that, then that means that you're saying, L'chatchila, I will attend in your honor, but I won't have anything to do with your party, in which case there wouldn't be us. Sort of stretching it a bit, but if he has the kosher caterer, then you got a problem. Right? Yeah. That's how they handle it today, you know. Well, you have the office Christmas party, and, you know, for our Jewish friends, and then we'll have, you know, we'll bring in the special food. And, yeah, right. Yeah, that's what it means. You'll be invited. You're going to have connections. You're going to make a break with these people. You're going to be friendly. Yes, very much. So all 30 days after the event, and he's making a party now. You have to assume within those 30 days this party is for this event of Isser. you know, the haircut or whatever the issues that we spoke about. After Mikan Va'ela, after 30 days, you don't have to make that assumption. Only if he sends you in the invitation in honor of my marvelous new haircut. What do they call that thing? Yeah, where they leave, you know, they leave a ponytail in the back. I mean, there's a religious word for it. I don't know, but the blurries, I don't know how you say it in English. So if he says that it's in honor of this. But if he does tell you, how long afterwards is it really meaningful that you have to be choshesh, that it involves some type of worship and hodah to his Lord? It's 12 months. At what point do we say that he's involved in this party? When does it begin? It's from the time that you put the barley. Now, Rashi learns that this is talking about into the beer vat, because this is, of course, Rav Papa talking, and Rav Papa being a beer maker, that would be, well, I mean, the party only starts when the beer is being brewed, you know. This is one of his, he often does this. Rav Papa always says something that has to do with brewing, you know. So he always wants to get in a good advertising line, unpaid advertising. That's very interesting. Always manages. So Rashi says this is another one of those. Now, whatever the problem is, as Tosis points out, we never find anywhere in the Gemara that they use barley for beer. They only use malt, or they use the tamarim, the date beer. And that was the standard, was to use date beer. He finds it very difficult to believe that Rav Papa was suddenly talking about a good scotch or something. Find him making that. So therefore, he suggests that the second Lashon of Rashi, is that they had a minhag to plant in a small planter device the plant tzorim, which would rapidly germinate, and they would bring it to the chatan and the kalat to show, you know, just like this thing germinated quickly, you should also germinate quickly, and they brought it to them, and that was a siman that they were already planning the affair. Ask the Gemara now, what about the Batzah, Tracer Yarche Shata? You're claiming that if it's 12 months, then already it doesn't matter? What about Rabbi Yitzchak, who came to a certain place when Rabbi Tuchavim was making a party, was after 12 months from the event? Vishame da Odi. Now he hears the guy saying great, you know, for the, you know, whatever it was, you know, for my son's wedding, or, you know, and at that point he leaves. Pirej Beloachal refused to touch anything, and he wouldn't participate in the party. Now, this is after 12 months. You said that even if the guy notifies you, if it's Acher Trace or Yitzchak, you don't have to worry about it. Why was Rav Yitzchak then mocked it? Shiny, even though it was after 12 months, when he heard the guy saying grace, he refused to be part of the party. That's what we're saying. Why should it matter? 12 months after the event, whatever it was. Whatever. Any of the events in the Mishnah. The haircut, the birthday party, the wedding.
A year later, he's having a celebration.
He's having a celebration?
Yeah.
No, well, obviously for that, he's saying grace. But we said even if it is for that, it's okay if it's 12 months later. Then he's no longer really into it. You know, it's a formality now that he's paying his debts. So why was Rabbi, why did Rabbi Yitzchak look at it any differently? He should have said, oh yeah, okay, big deal, you know. Says the Gemara, it's different. And that's not a psak for everybody. That's Shiny Rabbi Yitzchak Beredu Mesharshia, the Adam Chashuvu. He was a very important guy. Oh, there's two ways of learning this. Oftentimes, Adam Chashuvu means that we would say Adam Chashuv Shiny, a person who's Choshev has to be Noheg in greater Chumrah, because otherwise people will learn from him and be even more Mekel. However, over here we say the Adam Chashuvu, instead of Adam Chashuv Shiny, which we would normally say it. The Mashma'ut is that his Chashivut makes a difference to the Halacha per se, not to his Hanhor. And therefore, Rashi says the Pshat over here is that his participation in the event gave such joy to the Oved Kochavim, that one of the Jewish leaders would be there, that there it was actually Gorim, greater Hoda'ah, and it was meaningful to him. It wasn't just a social thing, and therefore he felt that he was included now in the answer of causing the guy to be maskir and makir tzeva to his God. Kartasim. Now, what exactly is this kartasim? That's a very good question. That's brought mamish halacha l'maisa. How does mishum eiva relate to this part? Because over here, since it brings the pasuk of the karalacha, and the karalacha v'achalta mizivcho seems to be actually a diraisa. We're saying, well, as the other cases we said, in terms of just doing business with them, not actually showing up at a party, that was clearly drabbanan, and the post can bring that we're, as Rashi brought, to two tanyim, first of all, the going triple tzvara slava, the kechot, and the murimai, and the mishum eiva, and it's not really diraisa, it's not an actual iser, lo yishama al picha. But what about this? That there's a lot of discussion among the Afronim, whether maybe this is even more chomor, the actual attending a party. And there's some who say, we don't find a heter mishum eiva on something like this. Maybe this is more korot to actual avodas kechav and kreh. Even though we say it's betaira, I mean, as the Gemara says, but it's still, it's called ode avodas kechav and betaira. A very strong lashon. It's an act of avodas kechav. So there's some who are very makbid on this. Again, that's where that the talk about the RSVP to indicate in your response that you can't, of course, really participate as much as you'd like to, but you know, you'll be showing your face or something like that, just to make it clear that you're not really responding the way other people do. Some are so much on that, and of course we know the minhag is to attend these kind of parties. Then you know, people go to the office Christmas party, and that's again, there's a lot of it there, and it's really a social thing. It's not a religious thing at all, and it, you know, all of the various forests put together. It's, Yeah, I think you mentioned it before. A lot of these things seem similar to, I mean, that's what the Gemara talks about. That they went to the park, even though it was clearly a social political party.
Right.
Right. So what is exactly this karatasim? Om Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Yom Shetafsa Bo Romi Malchut. It's the day that Rome became themselves most powerful. They issued the first credit cards, which were called karatasim. Vatanya, karatasim v'yom shetafsa Bo Romi Malchut. But doesn't it say that there's two different things? There's karatasim, and then there's also the day of Tfisa. Om Rav Yosef, Shtei Tfisa Tafsa Romi. Actually, there were two major times that Rome viewed themselves as actually coming into power. One was in Cleopatra's time. So Achas we made Cleopatra Malchata. So that's, they kept the surrender of Alexandria essentially as the day of the Tvisa of Rome, like now we're Russian. And the other was the ascendancy of the Greeks. The Achas Shetafsabi may Yivanim. Dechi Aser Rabdimi Omar. Rabdimi said that there were 32 different battles. Vasim Atrain Karvi of the Romai Bada Yevanoi. You can trace 32 battles between the Romans and the Greeks before there was any type of clear cut victory in the Imperium. The Loyal Flulahu, they were unable to gain ascendancy. Ad Bishatfino the Yisrael Bahadayu. Until they made a deal that they would go together with Klal Yisrael, and they would, now this goes all the way back to the beginning of the Masechta, which we pointed out before, goes all the way back to the initial relationship. It's talked about La'om Elohim Yamat, Na'im La'om Elohim Alphas. Goes all the way back to the initial interrelationship between Esav and Yisrael. And the Gemara here is actually going to be medayik in the words that were exchanged between Yaakov and Esav to show what the roots were to this. So we saw at the beginning of the Masechta that there is a subconscious recognition in Esav that ultimately whatever it is that they do has to have some type of spiritual meaning. So that's what it is expressed in terms of Christianity, but it's in terms of Torah. So in other words, if God is with us, and if this is for the greater glory of God's name and so much, they understand this ultimately Yisrael. They think that they can be taped, it's that shame and so, but it's certainly Bishvil Yisrael, it's for that concept called Yisrael. Now here too, initially the Romans were not involved in any type of religious vision at all. Simply it's always power with Esav, but the question is whether here there was at the time, which, I mean, historically, there was a tremendous interest in religion, that, you know, that's the pre-Christianity conversions, and in which Judaism was the thing in the Roman Empire. And this, the Gemara is saying, was actually a subconscious brit that they had with the idea of Yisrael. And at that point, moral ascendancy was given to them, and the Greeks were no longer capable of holding out. So what they did was, and again, all of this, of course, is figurative, so that they made an understanding with Yisrael that iminan malchi minaychi hefarchi viminaychi malchi minan hefarchi. Now, if Lamaisa, of course, we can't both be on the same level. So otherwise, we're gonna tear it. I mean, that's recognized. It has to be some aspect of lo mi lo mi amad. If you are on top, you know, then we'll be second in command. So in other words, if the kings are from you, then we'll be the dukes. If the kings are from us, you'll be the dukes. But we're not gonna fight each other. We're gonna work in tandem. The Greeks and the Jews agreed. The Romans, sorry. The Romans and the Greeks agreed. The Romans and the Jews agreed against the Greeks. Right. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's still a little bit of a Purim spirit left in me, I'm afraid. So what they did was they sent a message. And they said like this. Shogul Romayli. The Romans sent to the Greeks. They said, look, we've been fighting each other. Let's make it cultural. We're going to fight each other. Ultimately, one culture will be ascendant, right? So, hashta navid bedina. Let's work it out. I ask you, if you've got a margalit and an ebon top, you've got yourself a pearl and a valuable stone. Now, you want to make them ring, okay? Which one is the batsis to the other one? They said, well, you know, obviously, the margalit is lower than a valuable stone, so we put the pearl on the bottom, we put the stone on top. Very good, they said. Now, how about an Evan Tova and an Anak? Probably a diamond or, you know, super. They said, well, obviously, the Evan Tova will be the base, and on top goes the diamond. Good, very good. How about the Anak and the Sefer Torah? Ultimately, what's the really valuable thing in life? Well, okay, I mean, certainly the Anak, the Sefer Torah. And the portion go through, each one of these is connected, one of the Malthios, who's talking about the gradual growth towards the ascendancy of morality and so on. But so the Romans said, of course, the Sefer Torah. Said, okay, if that's the case, Shalchalu, in Canaan, Sefer Torah Gaban, we have the Sefer Torah. But what we're doing is essentially spreading the word. And Yisrael Ba'adan, they're with us, Yisrael Kofalu, so they indeed became dependent on the Romans. And the Romans became ascendant. Now for 26 years, Esther Meshichnin, Kamalu Abemun, Utaibad Yisrael, they kept this agreement with Yisrael, and they worked together. Mikan ve'ilach ishtabdu b'hu. But afterwards, they turned against them. Mi korah my dorosh l'basof, my dorosh. What pasuk did they darshan initially, and what pasuk did they darshan afterward? Again, obviously, meaning, in other words, what is the root in the initial relationship between Yaakov and Esav that made this happen? Mi korah dorosh, initially, they said, look, Esav said to Yaakov at that fateful meeting, Nisa v'nelcha, let us go together, ve'elcha l'negdecha, and I will go side by side with you. I'll protect you. You do your learning. We'll work it out. So they said, okay, well, if that's the original understanding, that's the original offer, then that's the success. Ulubasov, Dorosh. But in the end, they said, yeah, but you know, Yaakov never really accepted that. He said, why don't you go first? Yavor na Adoni lifnei avdo. You go ahead. So you go ahead means that we can do anything we want, essentially. Okay, we understand that at the end it's going to have to mean that they take over. But, you know, instant gratification is more important. And we'll have a few thousand years of instant gratification and let the Jews try to catch up later. So Yavor na Adoni lifnei avdo. How do we know that they indeed kept 26 years? The honor of Kahana, Kishachala Rabbi Yishmo Rav Yossi, Sholch Ulei Rabbi, when Rabbi Yishmo Rav Yossi became ill, Rabbi sent him a message, please, Emor Lanu Shtayim Shlosha Dvarim, Shomart Alonu Mishum Avicha, before you die, we don't want to forget the things that you said over from your father. Tell us over some of the important things again. Amar Lahu, so he said, Me'an Bishmonim Shana, Kodem Shinecharav Habayi, 180 years before the Churban, Pashta Malchut Harsha'a Al Yisrael, that was the time that the Malchut Harsha'a, which we always refer to as the Gvul Rish'a, as the Gvul of Rome, and they took over Yisrael. Right.
Is when Rome came into Syria.
Right. They were invited in.
So, I mean, it's only 160 then. Sorry? Yeah, of course that's what I mean. That's the time that they were. Yeah.
that's one of the reasons they're going to invite Rome in.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's where they were. There was a working in tandem. And there was an actual agreement. I mean, it wasn't just a... And there's a lot of discussion, actually, among the Mepharshim and the Gemara as to in what sense do we talk about the Jewish victory over the Greeks. If, in fact, you know, this seems the Gemara actually itself is attributing it over here to the connection with Rome in the first place. And so that's the reference here. So it's pre, it would be pre the actual Knesset. But see... So this is Shmonim Shana. Now, Shmonim Shana Adlo Chorav HaBayit, 80 years before the Churban, they made the first takanot to separate themselves out of the Eretz Amin. We'll talk about this later on in the sugya. Gozru Tumal Eretz Amin V'al Kli Eschuchit. 40 Shana Adlo Chorav HaBayit, 40 years before the Churban, Galta Sanhedrin V'yashvala B'chanut. The Sanhedrin left its place in Lishkat HaGazit and settled down in the Chanut in Harabai. And Lamai Hilchata, what is the importance of that? To tell us that they were no longer issuing fines, but only were dealing with monetary issues. What? Knasot? What is that supposed to mean? We know that Knasot was much, much later. They were being done in Knasot. Because Rav was quoted, Bram Zachor Otoa Ish Vatov Rav Yudah Ben Bava Shmo. We should always remember Rav Yudah Ben Bava for good. Shiyom Aleihu, if it hadn't been for him, Ishtakhu Dinei Knesot Mi Yisrael. We would have forgotten about Dinei Knesot. What are you talking about, forgotten? So make an educational effort. Ishtakhu, it's a legacino. What's the problem? So teach people. We don't mean forgotten in the sense of the theory of it. We mean, but Ludine Knesot Mi Yisrael. We would not have been able to issue any fines. Why? Because in order to have a fine, you need to have a bezdin that is mumchin, because they have smicha. But the Romans ossered smicha. Shegazra malchut harishaa gezera kol hasomech yehareg. Anybody who gives smicha is going to be killed. We call hanismach yehareg. Anyone who gets smicha will be killed. And not only that, ir shesomchim batecharev. A city in which the smicha would be given would be wiped out. Tchum shesomchim bo yeaker. And the entire area around that city would be uprooted to Masav, Yudav, and Bava in order to avoid this. Alag v'yashav ben shnei harim gedolim. Now, what we need in order to have this smicha is very interesting. We had in the Yerushalmi, remember, and you know, the Kol Ha'emer, Rabbi Akiva lo samach, as Rabbi Meir eno elatah. So why do we now need then the Rabbi Meir to be nismach with Rabbi Yudav and Bava over here? Because it says that Rabbi Akiva was mashvachim v'lo kiblu. They weren't makabel, Rabbi Meir. And so it's a whole limit how we know that you need Klal Yisrael has to be makabel a smicha in order for it to be a workable smicha. But in any event, look, he blew. So what you needed to do was to be mefarsing the smicha, because otherwise none of this is meaningful. You do not have to even give smicha in front of the person who's being nisma. You can give a long-distance smicha. That was the Gemara we learned at Sanhedrin. That's how we fast in Orgel HaMaisa. So what, you have to risk everybody's life like that? This is absurd. But the problem was that there needed to be a presentation of the nismacha. Remember, we had also in the Gemara, you know, oh, kol ki ha, kol gadei mitzvachlan. Give us people like this, lo chav, lo srak, yalatchen. People were interested and worried about who the leaders would be. This we find, of course, all the way back by Bezalel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents Bezalel, he says to Moshe, is this a good guy? Moshe says, what do you mean? I mean, it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. He says, oh no, hafal pike. And then, that's why we find Moshe going to Klal Yisrael and saying, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Korei b'shem Bezalel b'nuri ben Chur, you think he's a good guy, you accept him. It's good enough for you and God. Then what's, no, you got to decide. That's why you make a chagas smicha. So here, what was necessary, and what the minig apparently was, that's brought by the Rishonim, what the minig apparently was on Shabbos, and that's why it says, we've been shnei tchumei Shabbos, and that's why it says, the tchum should be yeaker. On Shabbos, they would make, when everybody was free, they would make a big simcha, call out the whole city, and let everybody see the musmach. And they would give the smicha in front of everybody, in order that they should be makabel. Therefore, the Romans were going to the entire tchum Shabbos, because if it's outside of the Tzvon, so people won't be able to come. Then there's not a problem. So what he did was, he went to a place where there were two mountains. He went between the Tzvonim, so you couldn't go out of the Tzvonim. And he was where he was. He made an error. He was out of the Tzvonim. Everybody else could watch from the top. So they saw from the mountains. He was between the Tzvonim. So he was Yotze, the need to present it, but he wasn't in any city. You see? So there was nothing that the Romans could do. He managed to essentially undo their gezeira. So what did he do? Halach v'yashav ben shnei harim gedolim, ben shtei ayarot gedolot, ben shtei tchumei Shabbat. So each one of these is important. So you have two mountains that provide a good view, two big cities, you get a lot of people attending that he could spread this mitzvah. Outside of the Tchum Shabbat, it was perfect. So the location was right outside the Tchum, so they couldn't, there was nothing they could do to destroy the Tchum Shabbat. Ben Usha l'Shvar'am. V'somach sham chamisha zekinim. And there he took Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, and Rabbi Avya adds, there was Rabbi Nechemiah there as well. Now, kivan shi'ikiru behem oivim, when the Romans saw what was happening, omar lehem banai rutsu, out of here, guys. Amrullah Rebbe, Vatamate Allah, what's going to be with you? Amar Lahem, Harei Mutal Litzehem Ke'evin She'in Lahofchim. I'm finished, but don't worry about me. I won't even feel any pain. I'm like a rock that can't be, you know, there's nothing, I'm like a rock. So whatever they do to me, I won't feel. Amrullah Zazu Misham, this is from this, the Hasidim said, you see from here, that some once person's Makabal on himself to be based on that, that at that point he doesn't feel any pain in what's done to him. That's why he says, Ke'evin She'in Lahofchim. Amrullah Zazu Misham, Achinatu Lagufo Shalosh Me'ot Lulam. Laniot, or some have the Russian lance, I'm not sure, lunkiot, but apparently lances with the modern way in which we take this word, shel barzel. So they hit him with 300 lances. Yasu legufo kechivara, they made his body like a sieve. Omer of Nachum by Yitzchak, you're right. Obviously, knasot have nothing to do with Sanhedrin being in the Mishkat HaGazidus, depending, I mean, at this point there was no Sanhedrin. I mean, so it was a mistake. Lo tema dine knasot. When we said that 40 years before, when Chanut became the Mokim Yeshivat HaSanhedrin, that wasn't that they didn't dan dine knasot. It was that they didn't dan dine nefashot. My time, huh? Why did they do that? Because given the chosut, an official who wrote tchim, v'lo yachlila meida, they saw that they were having no impact basically on society. People were murdering and they couldn't be done in any fashion. What wasn't helping? So they said, Amru mutav nigali nimokom lamokom. You know what? Let's take ourselves out of Lishkas HaGazit. Because you can't be Machayev someone if you're not nefashis outside of the Lishkas HaGazit, as we'll see in a moment from the Pasuk. In order that there shouldn't be the need to be Machayev them a Chiyav Misa. And even though you don't, obviously you don't need the Supreme Court to be Dan Misa, but you do need for there to be a Sanhedrin Gedola in the Lishkas HaGazit in order for any court to be Dan Chiyav Misa. So since we're no longer achieving anything, so therefore, forget about it. So let them not be mitzchayev.
Speak of the chivay misa, not the
deterrent. Right. But they are establishing value, and here it's detrimental to establish that. The more you attempt to establish value when people laugh at those values, the more you undermine. Values.
It
becomes a joke.
It's not that murder was rampant.
Murder was rampant enough that they were having no effect, and therefore the more you try to have an effect, the more laughing stocks you make of it. So it becomes a kilkel instead of a tikkun. Actually, Nesil Sisharim brings this in you, that a person should never make a tikkun on something that isn't going to work, because then he lowers his resistance to rise. Dichtiv v'yatzita al piyadavara shiyagidu lecha min ha-makom ha-hu. This is min ha-makom ha-hu means makom goreim. So you see, that's the actual makom itself that is goreim. Now, the truth is, this is not the whole picture, because as Tosis points out, Yerushalayim is also called hamakom. Hamakom asher yivchar Hashem. And that's in reference to the achila of kachin kalim or meiser, which is all of Yerushalayim. You're supposed to eat it there. So if hamakom is goreim, chanut was in Harabait, it's still in the makom. So why is the Lishkas HaGazit? So the Gemara is actually being summit on many other drushes that we have, that you need to have Sanhedrin subach to the Mizbeach in order for there to be Bizman Shekoin Oved al Mizbeach. There's a lot of drushes that connect the Mokam HaMikdash specifically. specifically in Kolin Oved Al HaMizbeach to Sanhedrin. So it has to be in the Mokom HaShechina itself, not simply in what's called technically HaMokom.
We have the Tchum Shabbos stone of
Yishun. You have the Tchum Shabbos of?
Stone of Yishun.
Of
the milestone.
Oh, there's a marker?
Shabbos.
Wow, that's great.
Is it just the place between the Mount of and here in the city?
Yeah, yeah, no. Kever B'Yudim and Bob. It's in between Yishun and Shfaran.
Wow.
And there's a stone right up there called Stone of Yishun.
Stone of That's what Summit Summit is. Summit Summit is. Summit Summit is.
In between
where
the
Smith
is.
Really? So where is that exactly?
It's up near in Ushan Shvaram.
Look, I'm saying, which road?
It's,
when you're going between Sada and Meron?
No, no, much further down.
Oh, it's further down?
Coast. Uh-huh. Near Krish Akam, that last piece, right?
Near Summit Hamobil.
Yeah, yeah.
If you pass by with Shvaram on one side, with the gas
station. If it's near Summit Hamobil. And then it's Rav Yehuda ben Bava's marked up in the Galileo.
Some of them
are going near Natsrad. It's a turn between Natsrad and. Some of them are going to the summit before you get to Tzipori, basically.
Right.
So that's the area?
I remember it somewhere.
All right, we'll take a look at it. That's amazing.